William Siebert, 152-pound senior, Farmington Knights. Siebert is a conference and district champion, placing third at the state tournament and finishing the year with a record of 51-6, and was a member of the Farmington football team. William Siebert, Farmington Knights.
William Siebert joins us now for his Dream Team interview. He is a Farmington wrestler, and he is back on the Dream Team this year, wrestling at 152 pounds. William, congratulations on making it back to the Dream Team.
Thank you.
You had made it last year as well. How did this year, individually for you, compare to your junior season?
It was pretty better. I bumped down a weight class. Last year I wrestled 160, and then I made the push to go down to 52 this year, and I feel like it paid off pretty well.
Was it difficult to cut weight to get down to that weight class, or was that something that came easy for you?
At first it was. Getting down there for certification, and then I held it pretty well till like Christmas break, and then kind of fell apart, and then I got it back down there and just kept it going.
So difficult to cut weight, but then how is it wrestling at that weight class? What's the competition like, and how is it maybe different from the one you were used to wrestling the year before?
They're much faster at 52, but I felt like I was just as fast and just stronger than most of my competitors.
Is that something you felt like you had an advantage in going down, as you had that strength aspect and you always had the speed?
Yeah, because 60, I was giving up weight last year, weighing around 56, and last year I probably could have made 52, but the way it went, one of our kids wanted to get 52 last year, so I let him, and then he wanted to get 60 this year, so I just let him, and I just cut the weight.
Kind of goes into helping the team as well, moving weight classes around, just making sure everybody kind of has a spot to wrestle, and that ultimately helps the team.
Yes.
Okay. That's something I hadn't really considered, so that is pretty cool. And then you finished third place individually at state. The team also finished in third place. Was it a pretty cool state tournament for you?
Yeah, it was pretty fun, other than being sick and having a rough few matches here or there at the beginning. Like, second day, my first match was kind of hard because I couldn't breathe. I was sick and just couldn't get any air in. It was a close match, and going into my semis, it was much better.
That's the worst possible time to get sick, huh?
Yeah, I had a chest infection.
Obviously, that hampered your performance, but still, to come out of their third place, that's pretty good the way you battled through it. Tell me about your third place match. Obviously, you had to win that to take third place at state. How did it go, and how'd you win it?
I was wrestling the kid that was a state runner-up last year, and going into the match, everyone thought that he was going to have it since he was a state runner-up, and he was ranked higher than me all throughout the season, but I went out there confident, and I got the first takedown, and then I put him to his back at the end of the first period, and then second period came, and I just kept on taking him down, and finally third period came, and I stood up and threw him to his back and pinned him.
How nice was it to end your senior year with a win?
It was really nice.
Speaking of your senior year, it's about to come to a close. Obviously, your high school wrestling career was done, so what's next for you? Do you want to try to wrestle in college?
I'm planning on wrestling in college. I don't know where I'm going yet. I have a few offers here or there, but I just don't know yet.
Has that been a goal for a long time, to try to do that?
Yeah, I've won the wrestling college. It was pretty much I won the wrestling college or play football, and I didn't really get any offers for football because I was quite small for a DN. So,
which would you say is your better sport between the two?
Definitely wrestling.
Okay. You look back at your time wrestling for the Farmington Knights. Are you satisfied with the mark you've left on the program?
Yeah, I think our senior class left a tremendous mark, especially from the past few years of not having what we wanted to achieve as a team. Like, last year we got 13th, and then the year before we got 8th. But, overall, I feel like we made a really big jump for this program to get it back where it was in the early 2000s.
Really, when you consider the history and tradition that Farmington Wrestling has, and then you helped get it back to that level, how did that feel?
Oh, it feels great. we got a single conference title back. That's something we haven't done in 4 to 5 years, and it was my first single conference title, and that was just amazing. And then after that, it was just win after win, just dominating.
Pretty cool for you to be on the dream team with four of your teammates, and that Farmington is half of the dream team.
Oh, that's amazing. When I kept on hearing Farmington name on the radio the other day, that just excited me even more, knowing that most of my teammates that I've been with since I was little was on the dream team with me.
So you were listening to it on the radio. What was your reaction when we called your name?
I was excited, knowing that I made it again, and knowing that I finally, I didn't get it my freshman year, more my sophomore year. I think I was one of the ones that just missed it, and going into junior year, winning it, and my senior year, I was pretty excited.
When you get it one time, do you almost expect to get it the next year, or is it just a brand new season and you never really know?
You don't really know, because your opponents like St. Jen and all them, they could have athletes that come out of nowhere and just take the spotlight for their teams and like win a state championship or something like that. Like Ethan Bates came out of nowhere last year and won state, and like no one thought Devin was going to make it, and he came and took the whole team by storm and just kept on winning, helping us get points, and then finally at the state tournament he won state.
How much were you guys cheering for him to win that state championship? I bet you guys were getting pretty loud.
Oh, we were excited for him. I mean, some of us really wanted to be a state champ, but knowing for our losses in semis, knowing that he made it, we were excited for him. I mean, he's one of our brothers. We've been friends for years, and we've all been friends, so that's what we want for each other, the best.
Well, William, tell me about your family a little bit, like your parents. What are their names, and what have they meant to all you've done, all you've achieved?
My mom's name's Tanya Rogers, and my dad's name's Shannon Rogers. And at first, like, they didn't really know about wrestling until, the end of my first grade year. So my second grade year came, and they finally put me in it. And, like, really, they've been a big part of it. I mean, they've always taken me to tournaments and always waking up like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, taking me cross state to different states, or just helped me out a lot. Like they've helped tremendously. I mean, they've paid thousands and on thousands of dollars just to send me to like camps and to tournaments and stuff, and always making sure I have what I need to wrestle. So I give them a big thanks for my achievements.
Is there anybody else you'd like to thank before we let you go?
I'd like to thank John Krause and Mark and Cody and all my other coaching staff, because, I mean, without them, I couldn't really be the athlete I am. Because, I mean, I've seen from freshman year to now, I've progressed a lot, and I can only give thanks to them because they've helped me out so much. And then I want to give thanks to my fellow teammates, my senior class, because they've helped me. I've pushed them, and they've pushed me just as hard as I have, and it's been a great, great 4 years with them. Couldn't ask for a better team to be with.
William, congratulations on all your success. A couple of Dream Team appearances, third place at state this year, and all the rest you've accomplished so far, and we wish you good luck in the future as well, and we can't wait to see you guys at the Dream Team ceremony.
All right, thank you.